We're going home. Home! She roared in a voice so abandoned that its louder tones wavered and cracked. And sit and think that we're all rotting and the children's ashes are rotting in every box I open? That filth! Almost with relief, he saw that her words sterilized her. And Nicole, sensitized down to the corium of the skin, saw the withdrawal in his face. Her own face softened, and she begged, help me, Dick. A wave of agony went over him. It was awful that such a fine tower should not be erected, only suspended from him. Up to a point that was right. Men were for that, beam and idea, girder and logarithm. But somehow Dick and Nicole had become one and equal. Not opposite and complementary. She was Dick, too. The drought in the marrow of his bones. He could not watch her disintegrations without participating in them. His intuition rilled out of him as tenderness and compassion. He could only take the characteristically modern course to interpose. He would get a nurse from Zurich to take her over tonight. You can help me. Her sweet bullying pulled him forward off his feet. You've helped me before. You can help me now. I can only help you the same old way. Someone can help me. Maybe so. You can help yourself most. Let's find the children. There were numerous lottery booths with white wheels. Dick was startled when he inquired at the first and encountered blank disavowals. Evil-eyed, Nicole stood apart, denying the children, resenting them as part of a downright world she sought to make amorphous. Presently Dick found them, surrounded by women who were examining them with delight like fine goods, and by peasant children staring.
Merci, monsieur. Ah, monsieur est trop généreux. C'était un plaisir, monsieur. Madame, au revoir, mes petits.
They started back with a hot sorrow streaming down upon them. The car was weighted with their mutual apprehension and anguish, and the children's mouths were grave with disappointment. Grief presented itself in its terrible, dark, unfamiliar color. Somewhere around Zug, Nicole, with a convulsive effort, reiterated a remark she had made before about a misty yellow house set back from the road that looked like a painting not yet dry, but it was just an attempt to catch at a rope that was playing out too swiftly.